Well, as you know, we've been following the story of Prophet Yahweh. He was interviewed by a television station in Las Vegas, and then they posted some video up on their website, which we also had on our website, their video. And you could see some objects up there as he called them in. And since then, he's had all kinds of problems. Let's check in with him as we do our Prophet Yahweh weekly update. Prophet, what's going on? How are you?
Hi, George. I thank you for having another update with me.
That's okay. Now, what's going on? You haven't been able to summon anything yet. People are starting to get a little antsy. What's happening?
I don't blame them, and it kind of frustrated me, but I just waited for the voice to speak because I knew that everything was not going to start on June 1st. But what's going on is this. I dreamed last night, and as I laid upon the bed, the voice told me to break my confidentiality agreement with KABC that I had made with the reporter, and I told him today that I couldn't do it. The reason why is because after making it, over a week and something had passed since I last talked to him before I ever heard from him. He'd never called until I called, and you know, and I just told him I can't do this because so much time has passed, but he let me know that he was still trying to arrange things to work with me. They got a new news director, he said, and just give him a little bit more time to pass this through by him and all that. But other than that, I've been in the vision last night. I saw myself calling all of the TV stations as opposed to sitting back like I've been doing, waiting on them to contact me. And everything looks pretty good. The people at the NBC station that filmed the failed summon, well, you know, told me that they had heard about and seen the ABC footage, and so they know something is up, and I'm trying to bring them back, and they're considering that. But other than that, tonight I launched a hunger strike against the television stations here in Las Vegas, and because I don't have any other way to fight, you know.
A hunger strike?
Yes.
Because they're not covering you? A hunger strike?
Right, I'm sending out my press release, letting everybody know what happened, how I'm being avoided, and I don't know what else I can do. The only way I can fight back is by spiritual means. I'm launching a hunger strike against the media.
Well, why don't you just do this? What do you even need the media for? Why don't you just go out there, summon up some UFOs, and have them hover over Las Vegas, and then they'll come. You know, remember the old saying in the movie Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come? I guarantee you, if you bring the UFOs, the media will come.
Well, those UFOs that we filmed, I mean, they won't come for that, but the spaceship that's going to descend between this 45-day period between June the 1st and July 15th, they'll come for that. But, like, hey, man, I'm demanding that they assign a dedicated cameraman and reporter to me every day for the rest of the 45-day period.
Well, they'll never do that. They don't have that kind of budget, Prophet.
I'm going to fight, man, and I want them with me every day for the whole 45-day period, just like they assign them to other long-term events for coverage and monitoring. I want the same thing, and I want it simultaneously from all TV stations, and I got a whole list of them. But anyway, the good news is this. Somebody, it looks like somebody has given me $750,000.
What?
Yeah, George, I couldn't believe it. And they gave us $5,000 cash. We got it, and well, rather $4,800.
What are you gonna do with this money?
What I'm gonna do with it? Well, according to what I heard, I'm supposed to build the world's first summoning site. I mean, but they're not building because it doesn't call for building. We just got this piece of property that we're securing tomorrow, and we're gonna put a really nice tall fence around it, like at tennis courts with tarp where nobody can see in. Inside of it, it'll be like one of those metal offices with, and that's just about it. But like we'll have the telephone pole bringing in the high-speed cable and fiber optics and...
Well, why don't you do this, Prophet? Why don't you do it? You know, we're number one rated in Las Vegas. We got a lot of people who listen to Coast to Coast. Why don't we set up a day and a time where Coast to Coast listeners can go out somewhere, see you, meet you, and you summon up some UFOs, and then they can call the show as witnesses that night.
Well, that'd be great, but see, like, there are two phases of this. You know, you have the media-only summons, like I told you all about, and then after that, it's the public summoning.
Yeah, well, let's do it for me though. I'm the media, so let's let them be my eyes because I can't get to Las Vegas.
Hold on. The thing about this is they told me they want television stations to film this. Why? Because if one sighting comes, extraordinary sighting comes, right then it can go all the way around the world, just like that one
well,
sighting.
Yeah, but you need to tell them, I guess you're talking about them, right? You need to tell them how many people we reach on this program.
Yeah, I understand, but see, I have to. They know that. I mean, but I have to go by what they say. They want me to do this before television cameras. Look, ABC 13 didn't happen. It went around the world. They got 6 million hits a day. It all over. I got calls from India, everywhere. Everybody saw that footage. Okay, now if one footage, one sighting with your people, will not go around the world.
Yes, it will.
Hold on. It may generate a lot of talk. And a number of people may feel, but not like a television station.
Oh, no. Listen, somebody's going to videotape it. One of our listeners will have a camera. They can get us the video. We'll put it up on our website where we get well over 100 million hits a year, and we'll put it up there.
I know. That's excellent, and I would love to do it because I wanted to talk to you about it. But from what I'm hearing, that they want to make the media submit to them for what they want to do. You know, and... that's just the way I see it, and I know it's going to happen.
Well, you let them know up there that we can get this done. We're just running out of time here. This window's closing.
I know, but see, when they say start a media-only summons and summon only for the television station cameras, I can't go against that.
You mean they're opposed to radio?
No. It's just that... For every one effort they make, they want the maximum capability of reaching the world. You know, I mean, like, for what you're talking about, I had to sell them several of them. They want every single one to count, and they want to put their hooks in the minds of the media and bring them before them. They're going to engineer it. It's going to happen, and real soon, too. And when it cracks, you got the world automatic. I mean, instantaneously. That's what they want. They want the world to see them, George. I would love to do it with you because I think that's a great idea.
We'll get them out there. Anyway, Prophet, keep in touch with us.
But I got $750,000. That's $250,000, man. I mean, why would somebody just give me $5,000 and say...
Who gave you that money? Prophet?
Well, I tell you what.
Prophet.
Next time I come on your show, I tell you.
You do know, though.
Huh?
You know.
Well, I'm really, to tell you the truth, it appears to be somebody that knows that this thing is real through me, and they want to empower me to launch the war, and I'm going to do